Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Top Senate Intelligence Committee Democrat Senator Mark Warner is calling for a strong U.S. response to a widespread government data breach. He spoke on ABC's This Week.
We have narrowed this to companies and agencies that we know the bad guys got in, but they got in and they were in for a long time. So they're very deep. It may be ongoing. We have not discovered how we will ferret them fully out.
Cybersecurity specialist Thomas Ridd of the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies says this looks like a classic case of old school espionage.
We shouldn't call it an attack. It's an old school espionage campaign with new tools. It's widespread. So we know currently of 40 compromised high value targets, especially government agencies, but there might be as many as 18,000 targets. It's actually really hard to get the specific number, but a fair amount of targets.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said it looks like the cyber attack was mounted by Russia. President Trump yesterday challenged the conclusion and says that it may have been China. The Senate continues to work through the weekend on what is shaping up as an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. NPR's Dave Mistich has the latest.
Congress has been toiling for weeks over an as-of-yet-introduced $900 billion-plus relief plan. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called for his colleagues on both sides of the aisle to wrap up negotiations and pass a bill.
We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer echoed McConnell's sentiments.
I agree with the Republican leader on this. We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
The deal is expected to include direct payments of $600 for qualifying Americans, an additional $300 a week for unemployed workers, money for businesses struggling to pay rent, and vaccine distribution funds. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Israel's national COVID-19 immunization program is on, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the first to be vaccinated. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
Netanyahu received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine on live TV. He said he was setting an example. Polls show many Israelis are nervous about getting vaccinated right away. The president and other top Israeli officials are also getting vaccinated, along with medical staff, and Israel is beginning to vaccinate people over 60 years old. Israel says it's purchased Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to cover most of its population. But Palestinians will have to wait. The Palestinian Authority is in talks to receive vaccines, and it's unclear when they'll arrive in the West Bank and Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel is restricting entry from the UK, Denmark, and South Africa due to appearances of a new variant of the coronavirus. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR. Workers at a factory in the Memphis area today are packaging shipments of the second COVID-19 vaccine authorized in the U.S. Early shots of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health will be administered to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care homes. The National Hockey League and its players have reached a tentative deal to return to play. Dan Karpinchuk reports now the league is trying to determine if Canadian teams will only play in Canada.
The proposed deal would include a 56-game schedule for the 2020-2021 season and would begin on January 13th. There would be no exhibition games. Under the agreement, league divisions would be realigned to include a 7-team all-Canadian division that would play only in Canada with no cross-border travel. For that to work, it would need approval from health authorities in Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and British Columbia. Discussions are still underway on that issue. But if the NHL is not allowed to play north of the border because of Canada's health measures, the teams would have to relocate to the U.S. The Players Association has approved the deal. The league's Board of Governors has yet to vote. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In response to a new strain of coronavirus now prevalent in southern England and London, several European Union nations have banned flights from the UK. The Netherlands banned flights from the UK for at least the rest of the year, while Belgium issued a flight ban for 24 hours starting at midnight and has also halted train links to Britain. Austria and Italy said they would halt flights from the UK, but did not say when that would begin. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.